know what a kvi is. And a kvi is a suffix in din. What din applies to this animal? Does this animal have a din chaya, or does it have a din behema? So may the pastor Torah come and teach us, yes, this din nageya to the lav, it has a din behema, you can't eat the chaylev. Nageya to the einish karis, you don't get a chiv karis. So that's the pshat. That's called the berry from the atzma. It's called a ganu animal. And the shalom is, what din does it have? That's the shalom deraisa, the Torah. Come and tell us. It's not just stuff. There's a suffix. What animal, where did this animal come from? No, we know where the animal came from. It's just, it has a suffix though. What din does it have? Smosavaita. Dealer, tell me, you're not going to tell me like this. Hodi yomar av idi baravin. Av koil lasu yekri. By another locha. So Rashi says, Hodim of Avin, of the Krisis, the Peragdam Shchitam, Av Kol Asri Kvi, Atoni Hossam, Kol Dam Loi Teichlum, Lerv Lo Vahema, Ma Oif of Vahema Miuchodim, you're not allowed to eat the blood of an animal and of a knife. Is Ma Mi... So we say there, that Av Kol Asri Kvi, even the blood of a Kvi is also Asa. So the question was, yeah. So, the same question, Kvi Sveiku, Itzak Kral Rabuya Sveiku. Do I need a pasuk to say you can't eat the blood of a Kvi? Pshita. Like, Kura, it's a suffix if it's a Chai or a Behema. But the Kura, if it's only a suffix to us, but Hashem knows what it is, how can we have a pasuk for that? Ela Ber Yashani. What you have to answer there also, no, it's not the Pshat we have a doubt. Is this animal a Kvi? Is it a Behema or a Chai? No, it's a new berry, it's like a new creature. And the shalom is midiraisa, what din does it have? Is hachinam the same thing, ver yashani, that a kvi is called a new creature. And we have a suffix now, what din did the Torah give it? So therefore it's possible, kol chaylev comes to include, that even this new creature of a kvi, also has a din of a behema. Therefore the chaylev is also. So mele avada could be good, like Rabbi Yochanan learns, that avada is midiraisa chatishir. And we hold it that Allah... Yeah, Tana Rabbonin. Pasuk says, Tana was not Shoseichim. You're supposed to put yourself in pain on Yom Kippur. Yochol Yeshu Bechava, maybe it's a mitzvah to sit in the sun. Put yourself in pain. Oy Bitsino, Kadesh Yitzayir, I was going to the cold and freeze. Tamalei Menor, the Pasuk says, Vechol Molocho Leisasu. You can't do work. So it's a hekish to the Isra of Tanu, to have to put yourself in pain, to the lab that you can't do Molocho on Yom Kippur. So we go dashing like this. Ma malocha, sheviatasem, just like malocha, the Torah means to say, sit back and don't do work, that's this lav, don't do work, don't do malocha, yom kippah, sit back, is af inu nefesh, sheviatasem. Who would then, the Torah says, you have to put yourself in pain on yom kippah, it means like to fast, it means sit back and don't eat, but not that you have to do a positive maisam of putting yourself into pain. You don't have to put yourself into the sun and boil, or put yourself into the cold and freeze. You don't have to do that. Torah means, inu means like a malacha, don't do malacha. Don't eat, don't drink. For the Gemara V'yema, let's say like this. Heichad the Yosef B'shimsha. Maybe when a person, though, is sitting already in the sun on Yom Kippur, the chamle, and it's hot now. Maybe lo neimalei, kum to betula. Maybe it's also to tell him, this person is not allowed to get up and sit in the shade. True, he doesn't have to go in the first place to sit in the sun. But maybe now that he's sitting in the sun, and it's bothering him, the sun, maybe there's a lav not to go away. You have to, but Badafka still stay there. Or else, Yosef Betula, a person is sitting in the shade. The Kurlane is getting very cold there. Maybe, Leinemele Kum Tu B'Shimsha, maybe we're not allowed to tell him, come and sit in the sun. No, you have to stay in that Mokum. True, it's Shev Yatasa, but if you're there already, maybe you have to stay there. So we say, no, Dunya Demlocha. That's what the Torah says, Tano is not Shoseichim. Put yourself with the pain, it's doima to the lava of Kol Melocha Leisasu. That Ma Melocha, just like by the Melocha, Loi Chalakta, there's no difference. Bo. Is Af Inu Loi Techlek Boi. By Melocha, there's no difference. You're not allowed to do a Melocha, whether you put yourself into it or you're not in there. Rashi says, Ma Melocha Loi Chalakta Boi. Bechol Tzadeh, in all cases, are Asura. Af Inu, it has to be a lava of Inui, Nami Sheesura Bechol Tzadodav. That any case, you're not allowed to do this. Comma. Is Yotzu Chama Vitzina, Shem Yoshev Areya Binui, Vim Lo Yoshev Eino Mitzvah Yeshev. So Simeon, you can't say the Torah is including here that if you're in the sun, you have to stay there. Because we just proved that if you're not in the sun, you don't have a mitzvah to go into the sun. So since the din of sitting in the sun doesn't apply in all cases, it's not time to melacha. By one of the Lama test melachas, no matter what the case is, there's no heter to do a melacha. You're not allowed to write on Yom Kippur. So Nela, and Inu has to be also that in all cases it's also. So therefore, Inu means not to eat and not to drink, but in all cases you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur. Tan Yidduch, learn another braisa. The pasuk says, Tan was not shoseichim. You have to fast, we learn the means. Yocho, maybe no, it means Yeshu v'cham of etzino v'itzar. You would have to put yourself in the sun and be in sar, or else put yourself in the cold and be in sar. Tam Lerman, the pasuk says, no. V'cho malocha le'sasum. Ma malocha dove shechayov malo b'mokim achar. Af inui nefesh shechayov malo b'mokim achar. Just like by malocha, we know there are other places that Yechayiv, Lamoshlan Shabbos, the Lama Tes Melach is applied to Shabbos. So an Issa that applies someplace else applies here also. Who are the Inui? It has to be something that's also someplace else applies here. So we know in Issa Achila, we have already Yisuri Achila Midaraisam. There are a lot of things you're not allowed to eat. So Melo, we can say here also in Yom Kippur also means you're not allowed to eat. But we don't have anywhere in Issa not to go into the sun. So Melo, we can't say now there's a new Issa in Yom Kippur not to go into the sun. So Rashi says, "Ma malocha dober shechayov malo v'mokam acher chorus ki hachom to going b'Shabbos. If you do, you write on Shabbos. There's a chiyuv. Who adin on Yom Kippur? If you write, you chayiv. Af inui b'dover achila komar shematzino shechayov malo v'mokam acher to going pigo v'noiser. We know there are other cases if you eat something that's usher, amo yichayiv chorus. So what are the cases? The Gemara says, Af inu nefer shechayov malo v'mokam acher v'yeisa. What are the cases? Ze pigol v'noiser. If you eat pigol or you eat noiser from kodeshim, you chayev koris. So we know already there's an iser ha-Torah not to eat something, and if you eat it, you chayev koris. So we like it saying in Yom Kippur also, the Torah means to say, don't eat, and if you eat, you chayev koris. For the Gemara, maybe avi pigol v'noiser. Maybe only pigol v'noiser you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. Shein b'koris, because other places you eat them, you chayev koris. Aber v'loy avi es ha-tevel, shein b'koris. But maybe I don't even know you're not allowed to eat tevel on Yom Kippur. True, you're not allowed to eat tevel, but only with a lav, with a misa b'nei shemayim, but not with a chiyuv koras. Talmud Leimah, there's a riba pasuk, no. Tanu v'yanisim, es nafsho seichim. Ribui, that even tevel also you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So Mar says, good. Oviyat tevel, I have another riba for tevel. Shu b'misa, that I call upon him yechayiv misa b'nei shemayim. Aba v'loy oviyat anavela. But I should not know even, you're not allowed to eat Nevela on Yom Kippur. No, maybe in Nevela on Yom Kippur you are allowed to eat Al Hilchos Yom Kippur. Why? She'ena b'mitzah. Because the Torah never said an Indian or you'll die if you eat Nevela. Torah never says Chayav Misa. So how do I know in Yom Kippur it's also to eat on Nevela and you'll be Chayav Kores for it? Ta'amaloyim, another Rebuy, Ta'anov Yanisim Adash Haseichim. And I saw some of Rashi want to say, because it says really six times in the Torah, the Indian of Anisim Adash Haseichim. So each one is like a ribi. It's like we'll soon see him with the marber, all different type of halachas here. So ribi, right? The obvious and the veil. Good. So I know now he eat the veil on Yom Kippur Yechayev Koris. Shu b'lav, because I call upon him. There's a lav, not eat it. Or b'loy obvious the chulin, shein and b'lav. But maybe stand to eat an apple. That if you eat an apple in the middle of the weekday, there's no lav. You're allowed to eat apples. So maybe who was in Yom Kippur also allowed to eat an apple? Maybe the Torah's only saying not to eat something that we find someplace else that's allowed not to eat it. But something that you're allowed to eat all over, maybe who was in on Yom Kippur allowed to eat it? Talmudai Menachemol, Tano V'Yanisim Asnach Yoseichim. Reboot, there's a reboot. Vayit Ovi HaChulin, She'ena B'kum Echol. Good, maybe even Chulin, Stam an apple, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. But you know why? Because there's no B'davka Mitzvah to go to eat the apple. But V'Loyavi Yesa Truma. But maybe a Kohen, if he eats Truma on Yom Kippur, maybe he's mutter to eat Truma. You know why? She become Echol. Because there's a mitzvah to eat Truma. So maybe the mitzvah of eating Truma, the Torah doesn't talk about that on Yom Kippur. We only know in Achila that a Kol Purim there's no mitzvah. But in Achila, you have a mitzvah too. Maybe the Torah wasn't talking about that. Talmud Leima Nacha Ribuy. Tanu Venisa Masnach Yoseichim. Ribuy, another Ribuy. Right, the other yes, that's Truma. I understand now Ribuy even for Truma. That you're not letting a Kohen can't eat Truma on Yom Kippur. Or I'll tell you maybe, Shainu about Tosiru, that if you don't need Truma, you're not over-lapped about Tosiru. True, there's only mitzvah to eat it.
But if you don't need it, there's no lav. So that's also on Yom Kippur. But maybe the kavanos that are brought on Yom Kippur, that there's a mitzvah to eat it. So we know you're not allowed to eat it machmas Yom Kippur. But how do I know that? Maybe the kodeshim, maybe there's a mitzvah to eat kodeshim, and if shame about the serum, and if you don't need it, there's a lav. You're not allowed to leave it over till tomorrow. So maybe since the Torah was makbid not to leave over kodeshim, now on Yom Kippur, maybe you're allowed to eat kodeshim. How do I know the lav of Yom Kippur even applies to kodeshim? Talmud Loimar, Tanu Venitim, another ribui. It's not just Seichim. Ribui. You have a ribui for all these things. And some of the Farshim learn, because there are six different times the Torah says this. So each one is another ribui. So may I have six different limudim here that teach us all these six chedushim, that all type of achilles are nichol and alav of not tida on Yom Kippur, and if you do eat them, you chayav koros. V'yim nashach loyim, maybe you can ask yourself, harei yoyim, the posuk says, v'yohavara to'es ha'nefesh shehi. So, inui, we'll soon see what it means, but v'yim nashach loyim means, if you can ask your question, still have something shver. Maybe no. Maybe inu does not mean achila. Maybe tanu es nashasecha means something else. I still have it shver. How do I know tanu es nashasecha means you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says, "Harei yoymer vehavarati es nefeshi." The pasuk says by Yom Kippur that if you do melachim on Yom Kippur, you chayav koros. And the pasuk says, "Vehavarati es nefeshi," will destroy this nefesh. And we know before we have the hekish of melacha to tanu es nashasechim. So who are then inu has to be shu avedas hanefesh. When the Torah says inu, it means an inui of destroying a nefesh. What does that mean? That you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. Because by not eating, not drinking, that's the way to ruin your nefesh. Mashenkin, the other inu, would it mean stam, not to have tashmish, not to have arroyis. And by not having arroyis, you don't have ibur hanefesh. So therefore, tanu means ibur hanefesh, not to eat and not to drink. What is this case? What is something that included ibur hanefesh? Zuachila ushtiyah. Therefore, we know that tanu es nashasecha means on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. So the Mishnah explains, Mavi nafshech loyma. What was your question? Like, what do you have to have this pasuk for? What would be shver to you? What would you want to say? No, maybe inu means something else. The chitayim maybe like this. Maybe it'll be arroyos kol mishtoi krua. Maybe the pasuk is saying you're not allowed to have tashmash on Yom Kippur. That's what tanu means. Tanu es nashasecha means you have to put yourself in pain by not having tashmash on Yom Kippur. Harei yoymer, that's the pasuk. No, v'yavarati es hanefeshi, that inu sheyesh bo yavedes nefesh. When the Torah says inu, it means an inu that you're losing your nefesh. V'yeza, what is that? Ze'achilu shtiya. And why would I think it means tashmish? Because the apsukim with that inu means tashmish. The Rashi means down. Kloyme inu the tashmish kol mishtoi krua. The tashmish nami ikru inu. Kli kamon. And more later we'll bring down. The chayav molav koros b'mokim acha goyin arroyis. There's nista koros sometimes on tashmish. So maybe that's what the Torah is asking on Yom Kippur. Kamash no, v'yavarati, it's something that has to do with an ibud of losing your nefesh, which means not to eat and not to drink. Right. Tivei Rav Yishmael Tona. Ne'ma kan inu. It says here inu. V'ne'ma l'halan inu. Another place. Ma'lalan inu ravan. A case of being starving, not eating. Is zavkan inu ravan. Here also means inu of not eating. And what's the other case? By the mon. Rashi says. It says, Vayan choviari vechom. Like by the mon, they were complaining they didn't have what to eat. For the Gemara of an Elif, no, let's learn that from another posse. Or miyim tan espinoisai. That Lovin told Yaakov, like a bris there, don't be man of my daughters. Don't have tashmish, don't force them. So you see, inu here means the inu of tashmish. So Mer says, no. Don an inu de rabbin, mi inu de rabbin. V'yen don an inu de rabbin, mi inu de yochid. Here, by Yom Kippur, is negated to the rabbin. And ba'avarti, it's nefesh, is also the inu of the rabbin. Ma'ashen kein, mi imtan was benoit, so that was a yochid. Trashi, de muki lo lekamon atashmish. Inu the Rabbi of Kippur, the Chol Yisroel, v'chilas hamon, the Chol Yisroel. That's that they complained by the mon, they were starving, also was by Klal Yisroel. Ma'ashenken inu, by Lovin, the daughter, that was only by Yochid. Fred Gemar v'nelev, inu the Mitzrayim, no, maybe it means hard work. V'chiv, v'yares on Yenu, v'yarminu zeh prishas derech eretz, that the Mitzrayim didn't let them have tashmish. So maybe again, maybe inu means not to have tashmish amita, not to have tashmish. So Morin says, Eladonin inu b'dei shemayim, me inu b'dei shemayim. V'yendonin inu b'dei shemayim, inu b'dei yodim. nor as by the mon, it was min hashemayim. By Yom Kippur, the Torah says, Tano was not Shoseichim. And we came out now from Mitzrayim, that there was Bidayodim. The apart with the Mitzrayim did it. The Rash Inu Bidei Shemayim Yom Kippurim. Mitzvahs Melechim. V'chein Inu Hamon, it was min hashemayim that Hashem gave the mon. Mashayim by the Mitzrayim, that was Bidayodim, we don't learn it out. Therefore we say Inu here means not to eat, not to drink, like by the mon. Right. The Pasuk says, Hamachilucha mon bamidbar. Lamana noisechem. That Hashem gave them mon to eat and will test them. Rabbi Rabasi, Chadoma ain't a doyma mishiyesh le pas pesaloi, le mishen le pas pesaloi. Right, so test him, lamana nasechem. That in other words, I'll test them if they'll be satisfied or not. In other words, they're still complaining, because even though they had what to eat, they only had what to eat today. They didn't have what to eat tomorrow. And the person is not satisfied like that. Like ain't a doyma mishiyesh le pas pesaloi, you have pas. Means you have bread in your basket, and you know you can have what to eat tomorrow, then you're satisfied. Mashenkin, if you only have what to eat today, you don't have what to eat for tomorrow, you're not so satisfied. That was the pshat by the money, even though Hashem gave them what to eat today, but since they didn't have a lot, they didn't stock up on it, they still have anasecha. The Chadom says something like this, and a doima misharoya v'yoichol, the mishain aroya v'yoichol. It's not doima if you see what you eat, as if you don't see what you eat. Like Rashi says, the bottom Rashi, and a roya v'yoichol, Achilas Hamon, when they ate the mon in the midbar, true. Toyim tam kol aminim. Anything you wanted to taste, it tasted like. Avivien royal mon. All they saw was the mon. So mice, if they wanted to taste like a steak, but they didn't see the steak. So it's not daima to eat if you don't see as if you do see it. So that's what they were complaining about. That they didn't see what they were eating. And Amar Rab Yosef, Mikan remez lesumin shaykh levien esveim. Here it's a remez, a person that's blind, even though he eats good food, he never gets satisfied. Because part of eating is, if you see the food, that satisfies you. And Omer Abai Hilkach, man de is le sudoso, le lech le elab yamama. If you have a good suda to eat, a lot of good food, only eat it by the daytime. In other words, if you see the food, it'll taste better. So eat by light, and make sure you have good light. It's not like to have today dim lights. It's better to have the more light you have, the better you'll enjoy your suda. Yeah. Right. Om Rab Zera. Micro, what does the Pasuk say? Toiv mare naye meholach nefesh. It's better something you see than really going what your nefesh does. Om Resh Lakish. Toiv mare naye bishem. It's talking about the Yetzer Hara. Whereas the Yetzer Hara is more satisfied if a person does the Avera. But just looking at an Avera, just looking at an Isha, having Hanor, but looking at her, Yoyse Megufa Shemaisa. More than doing the Avera of having Tashmish with an Isha. With an Isha that's also to you. So the Mephoshim speak out, because if you stam have hiru, you stam look at an isha and think, look at her, you don't think you're doing an avera. So therefore you won't come to do tshuva. So the Yetzer is happy about that. He'll make you keep on doing the avera over and over again. Mashenken, the gufa meis, if you have znus with an isha, afterwards avad, you know you did an avera, and you feel bad, so you come to do tshuva. So therefore it's a bigger chet. But the Yetzer is more satisfied the fact you do the avera just looking at them than the gufa meis itself. Shinyam the Apostle says, Toiv marinai mahalach nefesh. Weiter. Next pasuk says, the pasuk Mishlei says, ki yitzayim ba'kois einoi, the person that puts his eyes into his kois, into his cup, yitzhalach b'meshorim, he'll go straight. What does that mean? Riavami Ravasi. Chadoma 1 says, kol anoi sein einoi v'koisoi. If someone that drinks a lot, he puts his eyes